people are recognizing a real problem, and that is that men don't like coming to churches where everything is soft and pastel and there's lack of forthright talk. Men like to, you know, kind of hear it the way it is. But this tendency now to overreact by going to the opposite extreme and saying that basically God is a motorcycle leader, has this great motorcycle group, tattoos and all. You know, Jesus cleaning the temple of the money changers is sort of the great moment in Jesus' life rather than hanging on the cross for his bride. Those kinds of images have always been there in the sort of masculine Christianity movement of the late 19th century, and they're just coming back now with Promise Keepers. We saw it, and now again we're seeing it, I think, in a lot of circles where people are saying, understandably, enough of the softness in the church. There are rough edges to the gospel, and we need to hear things straight, and men need to man up and be leaders in their home and so forth. But the danger is that women in the process sort of become wallflowers who aren't expected to be part of the learning process and growing process in Christ.